We are back, joined now by the lovely Dee Dee Rescher, who's an actor and is in town to appear in How the Other Half Loves, ICT's next show, opening on April 30th. Dee Dee, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you so much. It's great being here, Art.
You have an incredible resume on television, film, theater. Live theater has a special appeal to you, though.
Yes, it does. It's the craft. It's where we really get to work out. And a lot of people say, how can you do that every night? That's the beauty of it. You're always discovering something new. One night is never the same as the next. And it's a growth period. You really get to grow with the character. On TV, you've done it in 2 minutes, it's done, you never revisit it. This way, you really get to perfect.
So is the show better, is it better for an audience member to see the show near the end where the show's
tightened up? Oh, please, yes.
Really? Just go.
I think so. Well, either way.
So you get better during the 3 weeks.
I think so.
And you're very modest,
I wish the critics would come on the last performance.
That would be good.
But that would
kind of defeat the purpose.
Yes, it would.
But a show does tighten up a bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It becomes fun.
But now, if you're on Broadway for 2 years, doesn't it get a little boring after 2 years?
I would imagine, but the pay is good, and it's, you know, Broadway.
So you're a professional. You put that same energy in the show after 2 years that you
absolutely
do opening night.
Absolutely. Every night, there's a different audience. They all deserve to have a great performance.
They say that audiences do vary, and some, yes. They each have a personality, a center of gravity.
Oh, yes.
And you feed into that.
Oh, yes. You know, sometimes that show is backstage. When there's an audience that's not responsive.
Do they start to bad actors badmouth?
Oh, hello.
Do you see that guy in the second
row
yeah. Snoring?
You know, somebody.
Yeah. Well, you obviously have comic talent, you have a comic persona, and this is a British farce. Tell us a little bit about the show.
It's a British farce. It's Alan Ayckbourn, who is very famous. This is one of his most famous farces. It's hysterically funny. It's a lot of physical comedy. And it's British, standard British accents.
It's three couples, two dinner parties, and one adulterous relationship.
And it all takes place on one set. We share living rooms. So two parties happen simultaneously on the same set at the same time.
It's like Einstein, time and space coming together.
It is.
Exactly. Well, now you play the adulteress
yes.
in this place. I can see why they cast you.
Well, lovely. Thank you.
And you'll be in rehearsal, and it's amazing to me that you just have 3 weeks of rehearsal, and then it's go.
Yes.
To come together, people that don't know each other, you sit down, you start reading, you block it out, and in 3 weeks, you're on stage opening night.
Yeah, it's always frightening before I start a play, because I think that exact thing, and I think, how are we ever going to do this? But once you're there, and we're under the direction of Todd Nielsen, who is I've been a great fan of and have never worked with before, so I'm really excited about working with him. I'm sure he's going to all lead us in the right direction, and within a couple of weeks, we'll have a designer's run through, and we'll be top-notch by opening night.
And they tell me, but I don't know because I'm not an actor, but that there's nothing a greater high than when you're doing it and it's really hitting on all cylinders.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You don't do it for the money. You
no.
don't do it for the headline. Definitely not the money.
But it's stage.
It's that satisfaction.
Oh, yes. It's a wonderful feeling when it's like flying. My husband often says to me, and this is his little scale, he says, honey, you're on rollerblades tonight.
How sweet.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of moving vehicles, this lovely lady was in one of my all-time favorite movies, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Tell us about that.
Funny. This was during a period of my life where my television career was going quite well. But I landed this tiny little part on this tiny little movie with this guy, Matthew Broderick.
Who had ever heard of him?
John Hughes, who knows who he is. And I needed a little extra money because I wanted to make my insurance that year. And my agent said, just do it. Nobody will ever know. You know, it's the bus driver. You got a few lines, whatever. Well, of course, we all know now what happened with that,
yeah.
which is fine. I love being in a cult movie.
So you were in a cult class?
Yeah, and I also...
As a bus driver.
I also learned how to drive a bus, so now I have something to fall back on should my career go...
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm looking at this list of accomplishments, and I don't know how someone so young could have packed all of this in.
Is it time to plug my surgeon?
But this gal is coming to town together with five other fine actors and a fine director. So make a date to go to ICT. It's downtown. The International City Theater is behind the Terrace Theater in downtown Long Beach. It's a beautiful 300-seat theater. And you'll see Dee Dee doing her thing.
You certainly will. We'll see you there.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us and stay with us. You won't want to miss our next guest, our oldest guest on Straight Talk, direct from the 17th century, Sir Francis Drake from the Renaissance Fair, will be here on Straight Talk tonight.